Carney, the Swamageddon did not happen, American farmers stuck with Republicans. By John Carney on November 7, 2018. China's attempt to weaken support for President Donald Trump and the Republican Party by targeting U.S. agriculture with retaliatory tariffs did not work. Republican candidates in congressional districts with heavy soybean production fared very well in the midterm elections Tuesday. In America's top soybean-producing congressional district, Iowa's first, Representative Steve King won re-election by more than a 3-point margin. In North Dakota, whose single congressional district is America's second-highest soy producer, Kelly Armstrong defeated her Democrat opponent with a 25-point margin. In the 20 highest soy-producing congressional districts, Democrats won just the 2 seats formerly held by a Republican, Iowa's first, the 9th-highest soy producer, and Iowa's third, the 16th-highest soy producer. But those losses were offset by Republicans flipping Arkansas' 1st District, the 8th-highest soy producer. Alan Tolson points out that the same holds true for farming more broadly. To see how off-base the Republican Soymageddon, Soypocalypse? Predictions were, let's first look at the returns from the top 20 districts in the House of Representatives in terms of total agricultural output. Republicans held 16 and Democrats 4 when the evening began. When it ended, the number of those seats flipped by the Democrats, i.e., where one of their candidates beat a Republican incumbent, totaled 1, the 1st District of Iowa. The other 3 Democratic victories were scored by Democratic incumbents. Republicans flipped none of these 20 seats. But they held on to 15. Moreover, 3 of these seats were open seats, that is, a Republican incumbent had retired. So all else equal, the Democratic candidate's chances of winning were increased. The race for the 20th seat on this list, Minnesota's 1st District, was too close to call at the time of this writing. It's an open seat also, but the previous incumbent was a Democrat. So no sign of any blue wave, or any notable Democratic strength in this group of districts, whatever. Since Tolson's article was posted, Republican candidate Jim Hagedorn has been declared the winner. Which means the GOP flipped as many of the top agriculture seats as Democrats did.